My friends, what if I were to tell you that I have access to the most powerful religious image on earth, and so do you, and I want you to benefit from it because we are in its season, just like in the natural world where trees have seasons and the fruits, when they are at their peak season, they give the best taste and the best juice and the highest vitamin content. Likewise, we are in the season of mercy, the season right after Easter, and there is a religious image that takes full effect of this season from which you can draw so many blessings, so many healings, so many graces. In today's video, I'm going to talk about this image, how you can have access to it, and how it can change your life. Join me in today's video. Please pray with me in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, your resurrection is an act of mercy, and we are able to participate in you through the gift of your resurrection. Please pour out the Holy Spirit and your mercy in this video and in our lives so that we may be transformed to be like you. We ask this in your name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, this is a channel Uniquely Mary. It is my joy to be here with you, especially during the season of Easter, which is particularly a season of joy and of mercy. My name is Alvaro. Thank you for joining me today. If you love these videos, if you like this channel, please hit the like button. Please pray for this channel. Also support it in whatever way you can through Patreon. I'll put a link right there. And you can also support by purchasing merchandise or suggesting merchandise for me to make. I love just using my creativity to do so many different things. Thank you for being here. So, we are in the season of Easter, and we are taking on this Jewish tradition where they celebrate various feasts for many days. For instance, the Feast of Unleavened Bread is a feast that they celebrated for 7 days. Likewise, the Feast of Booths, which was the feast that they celebrated in what would be our September, they also celebrated for 7 days because God understood that when we do something repeatedly, it intensifies as we go. So likewise, the Catholic Church from the beginning has celebrated feasts like Easter, not just for 1 day, not just for 2 days, not even for three, not even for four, but for an octave, really it's for 9 days. 9 days of religious festivities. We began on Saturday, the vigil, Sunday, Monday. Now we are on Tuesday, so we are in the third and the fourth day of Easter, intensifying the joy, and it ends with the high point of this time being Divine Mercy Sunday. In a previous video, I talked about what Divine Mercy Sunday is. It is the high point of Easter, the final day of the Easter festivities, where God's graces and blessings are poured out. These are promises made to a young Polish nun in the 1920s and 30s. Jesus appeared to her, wanting to open up a greater devotion to his mercy. So he gave us what we call divine mercy, this devotion that consists of many things. I talked about the feast, and in today's video, I want to talk about the image. So behind me, you see various images, which often offend people. But you know, images are greatly misunderstood. In the Old Testament, in Exodus, we have the scene where Moses goes up the mountain to create the Ten Commandments. And the people create an image of a molten calf. And God becomes so angry. And he condemns the making of this idol. He condemns in harsh words. Moses breaks the tablets, he makes new ones, and God wants to reaffirm that he does not want them to make idols. And yet a few chapters later, God asks Moses to make images. Did you know that the veil that covered the Holy of Holies, it was purple, it was the full size of the room, and it had angels on it. Embroider on it were cherubim, which are a type of angels. And on the ark itself, there were two cherubim, which were two angels, these creatures that they often depicted with wings that were carved on there. So was God telling them not to have idols and then telling them to make idols? Does that make any sense? Not if you understand it correctly. An idol is something that we make and we treat it as if it was God. We worship it as if it were God. We bow down before it as if it were God. So we can make a religious idol and we can make a religious icon or an image. So we can make a painting of Jesus, a painting of the Virgin Mary, a painting of his apostle, and treat it as a religious image, something which inspires devotion and draws us closer to God. We can imitate and love the apostles for their holiness. We can love other Christians that have loved Jesus and we want to imitate their virtues and ask them to pray for us, because in heaven we don't stop praying. We pray all the more because we are now in heaven and we finally really know how to pray because Jesus the Master is right there showing us. Likewise, we can also make an image of something, of an apostle, and treat it as if it were God. That would be wrong. So you can have two images and you treat them very differently. It's the way that we treat the item. That's what's so important. Likewise, I can make a statue of a cow, and that doesn't make it an idol. What makes it an idol? The way that I treat it. I can have an image of a cow, and maybe because I'm a farmer and I own a ranch and I love cows and it's an artistic piece, and I treat it as art, as something that's beautiful, and I actually can honor God because I love the nature that he makes. So you see, it's not just the rule, but it's how it's interpreted. Let me give you an example from the Gospel of Matthew, where the Pharisees, they take these rules to an extreme and they misuse the rule. So we cannot misuse rules or else we become like Pharisees, where his disciples were picking grain on the Sabbath, and that was forbidden by the rule. And they criticized Jesus and his disciples. And Jesus said, but even in the Old Testament, even David with his group, they would eat the bread that was only for the priests because they needed it. The rule was meant to help them. And this time they were breaking the rule because they needed to eat. Likewise, Jesus and his disciples, they were able to pick grain on the Sabbath because they needed to eat. The rule about not working on the Sabbath was meant to help them, but the Pharisees were taking it to an extreme. Likewise, many Christians take the rule not to make idols, and they take it to an extreme, thinking that any religious image such as these are idols. These are not idols. These are religious images that inspire devotion. There's a huge difference between an image and an idol. It's all about how you treat it. So my friends, let's continue because I want to talk to you about something positive and beautiful about the image of divine mercy, which I will put right here so that you can see it. This is an image that Jesus himself wanted Saint Faustina, this wonderful Catholic nun, to make. He said to her, have an image painted according to the design that you see. Those that venerate it, I will protect as my own glory, and they will be defended and they will be protected at the moment of their death. And he offered many such promises for those that had devotion to this particular image. Why? Because this image showcases and really puts on display how Jesus gives off his mercy. It's really the stance of mercy that he has, one where he is interceding and also touching the most tender part of who he is, his heart, and pouring forth grace from that heart, which is filled with his love, filled with the love of the Holy Spirit, and filled with the love of God the Father. When you see this image and you pray before it, you will feel such peace. You will feel you will have proof of the promise of Jesus, that this image will bless you so much. My friends, I have had so many different experiences of praying before this image and really feeling Jesus' love for me. I invite you not just to take me at my word, but to experience it for yourself. Download it and put it as a wallpaper on your phone. Print it out and put it in a frame. Go to different websites and buy posters. Jesus promised that all those that venerate this image will give him such glory, and he will protect them and bless them and heal them. I have experienced it so much myself. You know, it's amazing that God wants to use ordinary means to transmit to us his grace. He wants to use nature. He wants to use people. He wants to use the scriptures. He wants to use music. He wants to use religious images to speak to us. I'm sure you have looked at an image of Jesus. Maybe he is with Joseph and with Mary, and you see that interaction. Or maybe you've seen an image of Jesus on a crucifix. Or perhaps you saw the movie The Passion, a movie which is basically a moving image. If you've ever seen a religious movie, you've seen a moving religious image. That's what a movie really is. And that movie just moved you to tears, because images have power to reach our imagination and our heart. That's why Jesus wanted this image of divine mercy to be made, so that his mercy can have an instrument to reach us. Whenever I pray before this image, I feel God's mercy coming into me. Was God's mercy there before I was in front of the image? Sure it was. But our imagination is weak and we need to see something. God gave us eyes so that we can see. I want you to experience this for yourself. I offer you this beautiful and holy image that Jesus wants you to venerate. He wants you to pray before it. Try it for yourself, my friend. Don't be cold-hearted. Don't be just simple-minded or extreme-minded. Be open to this beautiful image. It's the devil that doesn't want you to venerate this image, not Jesus. Jesus wants you to venerate this image. He wants to pour out his mercy in your family, in your life, in your work, in parts of your soul where you really need it. My friends, this season of Easter is a season of mercy. And this image of divine mercy is a means through which that mercy can reach you. Thank you for being here in today's video and listening to me. Thank you for being opening to the message that I have to share. Please pray for this channel and all the other Catholic and Christian content creators and YouTube makers, and I will see you in the next video.